This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. The weekend attack on a village in northeast Nigeria blamed on the Boko Haram jihadist group left at least 110 people dead. This is the latest from the UN humanitarian coordinator in country speaking Sunday. Edward Callan also said that the Saturday massacre was the most violent direct attack against civilians this year. The killings took place in a village near the main city of Maiduguri, with assailants targeting farmers on rice fields. The victims were reportedly among laborers from Sokoto State in northwestern Nigeria, roughly 1,000 kilometers away, who had traveled to the northeast to find work. Nigeria's president condemned the attack, which took place as voters went to the polls in long-delayed local elections in Borno State. The polls have been repeatedly postponed because of an increase in attacks by Boko Haram and a rival dissident faction with allegiance to the Islamic State. A ship management company is in talks to free three Greek sailors kidnapped earlier this month by pirates off the Nigerian coast. This is what the Athens Merchant Navy Ministry said Sunday. Three of the five crew members were snatched from the Togo-flagged vessel Stelios K after the attackers boarded it on November 16th. Now Royal Ship Management, which owns the tanker, is in talks for the hostages' release, the ministry said. This month's attack on the Stelios K is the 23rd kidnapping incident in the Gulf of Guinea in 2020, with a total of 118 people taken, according to UK-based maritime security firm Dryad Global. And the ruling coalition of Burkina Faso President Roch Kabore, who was reelected to a second term last week, has retained its majority in parliament. The Electoral Commission